Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting another company update today, this time from Awale Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ARIC. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Glenn Parsons. Now, Glenn, let's follow up on a news release that came out just yesterday that outlines the initial drill results from the Empire Gold discovery on this Odieni project in Côte d'Ivoire. Now, the first two holes were released in this phase two program. Some of the headline numbers here: hole 16 hit 17 meters of 3.5 grams per ton gold. This is from 86 meters down hole. And hole 17 hit 8 meters of 1.6 grams per ton gold. That's from 65 meters down hole. Glenn, just bring everyone up to speed on this drill program and this Empire discovery, now taking into account these two results.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. Thanks for having us again. Yep, so this is our second phase drilling, which really follows on from the discovery we made in November last year. I don't know, you know, if we go back to some of our previous releases, we had two discovery sections, section 2 and section 2A, which really highlighted a high-grade zone, which is within this diorite body in a brittle ductile sort of setting, host setting. And the purposes, you know, with that high-grade zone, we sort of, or from the previous phase one drilling, we sort of delineated what we thought was around about a 200-meter by 200 meters, a 200-meter long, 200-meter depth, that's about 50 meters wide, mineralized zone. And the idea was really, you know, we didn't have enough holes in it. So this program was really trying to prove some theories, really, in what we saw from the first phase. Now, on those two sections, we saw two distinct high-grade zones, and it looked like there was a plunge. And the idea from the initial holes, 16 and 17, was really to go in between these two discovery sections and try and see if that plunge theory is working. And 16 and 17, for that matter, certainly with those numbers that we received, highlights that, you know, the theory is correct and there is a nice high-grade plunge, 17 meters at 3.5 grams. So that's pretty exciting for us in terms of, you know, the confidence in our geological model. 17, which was actually above 16, even though we had some decent numbers, it looks like we've just clipped that plunge. So, you know, highlighting below 16, in other words, deeper than 16, is a target that really does need to be drilled. So the idea is, you know, to continue in the main zone. So this is just the main zone that we're talking at the moment, to continue in the main zone and really try and define the plunge as well as lateral extent of this diorite and how mineralization, you know, goes to the effective contact of this diorite intrusion. So that's the plan for now on Empire Main. And then moving on, we'll be going into the three anomalies further to the east, which are of similar size to the main zone, similar tenor in terms of the actual gold anomaly that's sitting on surface. And so we've just started with the second rig, actually trying to put some RC holes into this, and we'll see where that goes.
All right, so Glenn, I'm looking at figure 2 of the press release. I will post that below this interview. That highlights nicely where the past discovery holes came and where these current results are and where the drilling is continuing. You already have the three holes completed that are a bit further to the east of that phase 1 section 2A. Glenn, can you remind everybody of the grades, the widths that happened on these initial discovery holes and how they compare to these initial drill results, especially hole 16 here?
So if you go to hole in section 2, which is from a previous release, okay, we were looking at mineralization sort of in around it. The diorite actually was a bit narrow. The brittle ductile zone was a bit narrow, but the grades are a bit higher. So we're looking at around about a 25-meter width, true width of numbers in similar tenor to what we're seeing in 16. And then in section 2A, we see the diorite actually ballooning out a little bit. The brittle ductile zone certainly also do balloon out a little bit, but there is visible gold in all three sections. So sections 2, 2A, as well as the new section that we're seeing in P1. And those widths have gone out to about 50 meters. So we're seeing nice widths of mineralized zone. We're certainly seeing the gram meters. You know, we're obviously chasing high grade. I think that's the key here. You know, we're chasing high grade gram meters, and you know, it's so far it's working in our favor. This is not, you know, we're trying to not have a low grade resource. Obviously, high grade builds a mine a lot quicker, and that's our intention.
Okay. Now let's also talk about the second drill that you just mentioned here by using figure 5 of the news release. So in this figure, you can see on the western part, this Empire Main discovery. That's where these current drill holes are coming from and some of the future drill holes. But this other drill, this other RC drill, it's testing out all this stuff to the east. Can you take us through what the strategy is going to be for testing these three anomalies that we're seeing here?
So those anomalies that you're seeing here. So first of all, the heat diagram is really the gold anomalism that you're seeing there, and then we've got some pretty high gold anomalies PP from a PPB perspective. But principle, you know, you're looking at similar the core 100 PPB greater than 100 PPB is of similar scale to what we're seeing at the Empire Main. What the gray that you're seeing behind there is effectively ground magnetics that we've done. And it does seem like there are structures where we're seeing those three anomalies. So you saw northeast structures coming in. So there are some confluences there. So that's that is, remember, this is on a 20-kilometer deep-seated shear zone that cuts across our granted permit as well as our application. So we have a large gold mineralization setting. We know the system is pretty. It certainly has gold in it, and it is. We do see gold in the main zone. We've seen gold down at 200 meters, so there certainly is gold here. The idea that we're trying to do is obviously replicate the Empire Main model, and then we see where it goes from there. But effectively, we're doing an RC program around 50 holes on all three. And as I said, you know, we had a little bit of teething problems initially, just in terms of conditions, a little bit of mechanical issues with our first rig. However, those have been ironed out. We brought in a second rig to bring us up to speed. And effectively now we sort of getting on track in terms of being trying to finish the program by the end of October or going into early November. So everything is sort of coming on track. We've ironed out issues. And things are moving nicely with a good pipeline of samples starting to go through to the lab.
Okay, so what you're saying there is that with this second drill rig, everything should be completed. Those 1,500 meters, I think, that's on the Empire Main Zone and these additional 50 holes on these three other anomalies?
Yeah, so you got 1,500 meters on the main zone, and there's mostly diamond there on the main zone. On the anomalies, we're looking at 50 meters RC around 4,500 meters. So we expect to be pretty close to finished. I mean, we might have a little bit over just because of the delays initially, but the nice thing is that we're on track.
So Glenn, one more comment when it comes to figure 5 here. Can you address the overall scale? You said that this is a potential 20-kilometer anomaly, but for what you're testing out here, how far, what's the extent of it?
So this, what you're seeing now in figure 5, is effectively just over 2 kilometers that you're seeing there now. Two and a half kilometers of a 3K zone, and the actual shear zone is a 20-kilometer shear zone straight across the property. So the setting, you know, the underlying setting is certainly, you know, is there, is prospective. We're only testing for now, and the only reason you say for now is because this is where our work has gone to now. We've already started regional work extending this. However, our focus in terms of drilling and results that we're trying to get is only on the sort of 2 kilometers.
Okay. Just remind everybody, too, the cash in the bank for the company to continue this drilling and even when the drilling has completed.
Yep. I mean, we certainly have, when we raised our money, you know, the 3-odd million, that was the intention, was to finish this drilling and to be able to get into Bonduku as well. So that still is what the plan is, and that's where our cash is. Depending on what happens, you know, at ODNE, we could be diverting some of that Bonduku money to carry on into ODNE and continue the program. It's certainly something that we see as a possibility. So, you know, we're pretty flexible at this stage.
Okay. Glenn, appreciate the update here. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding these drill results or this future work that is going to be underway, please just email me, fleck@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Owale Resources, and I'll be following up as we get more of these drill results from this Phase 2 program. Glenn, thanks for your time today. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Corey.